You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, RNIB are always working with local services, councils and other charities to make sure that issues blind and partially sighted people face in different areas of the UK are tackled. And joining me now to tell us a little bit about the work that they've been doing is Lewis Winton, RNIB North East Campaigns Officer, and Angus Huntley, Empowerment Officer for Newcastle Vision Support and Chairperson of the North East Action on Transport. Thank you both very much for joining me. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about the project that you've been working on most recently together, which is the Go North East campaign? Lewis, can you tell us a little bit about the origins of where this started from?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the Go North East campaign, Ellie, we were approached by a number of service users in the summer of last year, expressing their concerns regarding accessibility on the X10 and the X9 service of the Go North East services across the North East. Now, so upon receiving these concerns from a number of service users, I and a team of volunteers went to do a bit of groundwork to see what the concerns were regarding these particular buses. Now, it was the actual first time I've come across the Nexpress coach itself. And to give listeners some context, the bus itself is not your conventional style public bus. So you step onto the bus, you are greeted by the driver cab. Initially, behind the driver cab, you've got two very, very small seats, which are very restricted for those who may have low mobility, those who have sensory loss, vision impairment, or who may be a wheelchair user, whatever that may be. Now, instantly to your right, you've got around 10 to 15 steps, which go into an L shape, which then proceed to the top deck of the bus. Now, what we said and kind of the concerns which were raised by our service users is that these buses are not accessible for blind and partially sighted people. And what we did initially was we had concerns that Go North East were potentially breaching the public service accessibility vehicle regulations. Now, we made an approach. I got in contact with my good friend and colleague at Newcastle Vision Support, Angus Huntley, and we made a collaborative approach to Go North East. Now, what I'll do is I'll hand across to Angus, who can also say a few words on the campaign.
So essentially, the problem we have here is that the vehicles in question, which I believe are called Astro Megas, and they're the longest passenger coach that can legally be driven on UK roads, they comply with the public service vehicle access regulations, but they comply in theory, but in practice, they're not brilliantly accessible to people who are blind and partially sighted or in a wheelchair or have a buggy, for example. The reason for that is the space on the lower level of the bus by where the driver cab is, there is low floor access there, but the space itself is very restricted. So it doesn't leave much room if there was more than two people with access needs. It's compliant in theory, but not really in practice. So what we did was Lewis told me about this and I said I would investigate and see what I could found out. Lewis made an approach to Stephen King, the commercial director at Go North East, and he had some initial discussion with him. I also made some inquiries at another meeting I was at about a completely different subject, but there was a representative of Go North East there, and I asked the question about these particular vehicles, and it turns out that they were aware of the problem. These vehicles are on loan and they would be replaced in the not too distant future.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So thanks for that, Angus. So generally speaking, the response we got back from Go North East was that they were looking to remove these buses from the service in March of 2022. Now, that in itself was a great response for blind and partially sighted people. You know, they were aware that these buses weren't fully accessible and they were causing a lot of concern and distress for visually impaired people and those with low mobility across the board. So Stephen and his team at Go North East have also invited Angus and I and a number of service users to attend the Go North East depot, where we can discuss accessibility in greater depth, and also do kind of a recreational visit of the new service vehicles, which will be replacing the express coaches. So generally speaking, a great result for blind and partially sighted people. You know, it just demonstrates that collaborative working is more effective and kind of amplifies the voice of visually impaired people much, much louder. Generally speaking, Ellie, great result for blind and partially sighted people, and those coaches will be removed from service in March of this year.
Which is, like you say, a great success. And the fact that you've been able to work together on this, like you say, does amplify the voices of people who maybe otherwise might not have been as loud, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Collaborative working is definitely the way forward. We've done it very successfully in the past. I hope we can continue to do so in the future. And it's about different organisations having a joined up and clear and consistent message, which we can take to service providers or local authorities or transport operators, whatever that may be, that we have a clear and consistent message and also realistic about what we're asking for and showing how the changes that we're requesting can make an enormous difference and have a massive impact on the lives of people with sight loss.
Absolutely. But as well as that, being able to get the voices, like you said, Lewis, of people who live in the Northeast who are able to come to you with their concerns, and then you're able to take them to people like Angus and work together to resolve the issues that normal people are facing.
Absolutely, Ellie. Yeah, and it's crucially important that the whole VI sector across the Northeast do unite on this. And as I said, one voice, is amplified much less than kind of a team of voices. And if we get the VI sector together, we can certainly influence some great work together. And I think what's really refreshing is, how receptive Go Northeast have been. We work with lots of public transport providers, not just across the Northeast, but across the UK. And, Go Northeast have been really receptive, invited us along to the depot, have a chat with the team, meet the drivers, do some driver awareness training, and also give the opportunity for the service users who raise that initial concern, the opportunity to see firsthand the changes that are being made and the impact it's going to have on their life.
I'd also add that, in my opinion at least, I think Go Northeast are the most progressive of the major operators in the region in terms of recognising the needs of blind and partially sighted, access needs of blind and partially sighted people earlier than most. I do think they have a genuine interest in trying to make their buses accessible to everyone and increase the number of people using public transport, which has to be better for the environment as well.
Lewis, where can we find out more about the local RNIB campaigns groups? I know that we have them across the country and people can go to them with issues that they're having in their local area.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a regional campaigns officer in every region across the United Kingdom. Now, if listeners want to find out who their local campaigns officer is, you're very welcome to go on RNIB's website, where you can find useful information, resources, and of course, who your local officer is and how to contact them. Alternatively, if you are a member of social media, you will have an RNIB Connect Facebook group in your region. So for example, if you're based in the Southwest, you have an RNIB Southwest Connect Facebook group, or likewise in the Northeast or any other region across the United Kingdom. And you will find your regional campaigns officer on those groups as well.
Great stuff. And Angus, just give us a little reminder of where we can find out more about Newcastle Vision Support.
You can find out more about us and the work we do by visiting our website, which is www.newcastlevisionsupport.org.uk. Or you can give us a call on 0191 232 7292.
Great stuff. Well, thank you very much for joining me, both of you, and congrats on all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellie.